time to put your headphones on, sit back, and enjoy the divine drama of Season 2, Episode 1, Olympian Blackout. Welcome to Echo Box. Day 20 of the Olympian Blackout. This is Alex reporting to Achilles. I am still in the office surrounded by idiots. I mean, mere mortals like me. It's a no man's land. The God Kids used up all of the coffee capsules and they also refused to use the company's car to stack up the kitchen. I am officially going insane. I can't believe I will say this, but I actually miss Zeus. At least there was some, you know, worthy drama around here and... God, Hermes! You scared the shit out of me. I didn't even know you were back in the office.
Literally just landed with everyone but Dad. He's still, he calls it enjoying the single man's life.
Gross.
Ugh. But I'm already here because there is already too much stuff going on, and that's coming from me, of all people. I took an Uber straight from the airport... Are you on Twitter?
No.
Is that my dad?
No.
Alex, you're listening to Echo Box.
I'm not. I'm just so bored with everyone on vacation. The only thing entertaining these days are these Echo Box theories. Who is she? Where did she come from? Is she a scorn lover of Zeus? Is she still alive? Or did Zeus put a hit on her?
We have very different definitions of entertaining. You know Echo is my arch nemesis.
People don't have arch nemesis.
I do!
Whatever. So, how was your brief vacation?
Eh, pretty good, all things considered. You know how the Caribbean is.
Yeah, totally. My Olympus record salary always covers every summer vacation.
Lovely place, crystal clear water, and you know how the twins are with their islands. They just love it.
Wait, Artemis on a beach? Artemis in a bikini? What happened this time? Spill.
It's my family on a vacation. Everything happened.
Hermes!
Oh no.
What? What?
That's the other reason I came straight to the office.
Hermes! Just the guy I wanted to see.
Hecate! How nice to see you. How are you doing? Your skin looks great. Is it the new Aphrodite cream?
I don't have your updated contract with the new NDA on my desk.
That's because I gave it to Thanatos.
And why would you do that?
Because that's what I thought I was supposed to do.
Was that what I asked?
I wrote down that...
That they should be on my desk. Thanatos is on delivery duty.
Delivering other contracts, so I gave him my contract to give to you.
Which will take all day. I'll have Hypnos print out another. Meet me in my office in 5. We can sign it together.
Can't wait. I love having to sign NDAs about my own family. Feels great.
Alex.
Hecate. I didn't know you got an office.
They didn't.
I'm taking over for Mr. Olympus. Hades Olympus, that is. Also, have you signed the new NDA?
I haven't gotten yet. Was I supposed to?
Wow. Stop by if you have the chance. I'd love the chat.
Ugh, I swear the room drops 3 degrees when they show up.
Oh, shut up. She's not that intimidating. You work under Zeus.
Not a she.
See? They hear everything. Just because they aren't Zeus-level scary doesn't mean they aren't flat-out scary. Mm. I'm very frail, Alex.
I can't believe they took Hades' office. That's, like, huge.
Well, you sort of took Zeus's office.
Do I look like I'm sitting on Zeus' thrones and calling shots left and right? I bet it's full of dust right now.
So you haven't gone in? Not even once?
I just been at my little desk, minding my business, like I always do.
Hey, I mind my own business.
Like when you tried to read what was on my Twitter feed?
So you admit it. You were on Twitter.
That's not minding your business, Hermes.
Touche. Oh, I wanted to talk to you about something, but... damn it. Are my 5 minutes up yet?
Go get them, big boy. Hecate. Let's see what we can find out.
Hey, Alex!
Alex, what are you doing here?
I was just wondering, Hecate seems to be quite, well, present these days.
Ugh, tell me about it.
You shouldn't complain about them, they'll hear you.
Well, I just wanted to know what you guys know about them.
They're well, Hecate. No one else quite like them.
Except Gomez Adams.
No, early Billie Eilish.
I heard they got kicked out of Columbia and then blackmailed the dean to be re-enrolled. That's why Hades hired them.
No, I heard they blackmailed Hades himself with his father's will, like Echo said, and all they wanted to keep quiet was a job.
No, I heard it was Hades nudes from back when he was an Olympian, and Hecate hacked into his account to leak them.
They look Zeus straight in the eyes, without flinching.
They once spilled hot coffee all over me. That felt like the closest thing I'll ever get to a promotion. It was epic.
Or getting laid.
Hey!
Thanks, guys. You know me. I always talk in Zeus' office all day. I never get to know any of the hot goss.
Hot goss? Now I'd love to hear who about.
Shit!
You know...
We're just talking about how the Olympian kids are back in town, making that soon will be the first to cause a scandal or become a meme.
Dionysus? Of course. Was that even a question? Alex, can I actually pull you aside really quick?
Of course.
It was nice knowing her.
Are you coming to the party tonight?
Party?
Hermes didn't... tell you? I thought he would invite you. You're in his little circle, right? Anyway, the party.
Right.
Usual time. You can ride with us. Be ready.
Cool. What fucking party is she talking about? You know, if I was actually in need, I would be dead by now.
Hello, sunshine. Good morning. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
What's up, Goldilocks?
Well, I just listened to your voice note with Pat. He's worried. I personally thought it was hilarious.
Achilles!
Are you thinking of doing... Alex Box.
Talking helps me think.
And must I bear the curse of listening to it?
Ha ha. Okay, listen, you won't believe what just happened.
Enlighten me. I'm terribly bored of these dumbbells.
Hecate just invited me to a party.
Are you going?
I don't know what party it is.
Oh, that's precious. I expected more from the mighty Echo.
Can you be helpful? Like, for once?
The Olympus kids just flew back to town, didn't they? You know what they do once the dust is settled?
They stir it up again.
Precisely.
Shit. It's probably a Dionysus. Are you coming with me?
I love you, Alex, but I would never step foot in an Olympus party. Have fun with the snakes, though.
Worth a shot. I'll try to survive it without you.
At least you can't say you're bored anymore. Oh, and avoid the wine.
So, we're going to Dionysus' place?
If by place you mean the little penthouse he holds court at in Beverly Hills, then yes, we are.
Are you sure we're invited?
The Olympian kids love to touch base with the real world through us. It will be fine.
I suppose you're right. So, Hades team, right?
Yep. Me, Thanatos, who is a boring soul and avoids parties, and Charon. Charon here is not much of a talker, but he's the best designated driver there is.
Responsible.
We wouldn't want to get in trouble with the law. Circe is looking for me. I'll go say hi. You'll be fine without me, I gather.
I can handle myself around the Olympus. Just fine.
Good. I'll see you later.
Are you always the designated driver? Do you, like, not drink or something? Nothing non-alcoholic for you? Soda? Water? I hope this party is worth it.
This episode stars, in other appearance, Isabella Salles as Alex slash Echo, Ron Guan as Hermes in Voice 3, Lauren Tucker as Hecate in Voice 4, Emma Bakes-Lee as Voice 1 in Achilles, and Teal Wompusek as Voice 2 in Patroclus. It was written by Isabella Salles and Corinne Swanson and produced by Corinne Swanson. The Echo Box theme song was made by Meg McKellar. Dialogue cut by Mariana Marcon and audio and sound design by Meg McKellar. Logo design by Lucas Eduardo Bueno and Andy Serdan. You can find the episode transcript at our website at echoboxpod.com. Echobox is created out of love for storytelling and provided at no profit to us, but we deeply appreciate the hard work our cast and crew put into the show. If you want to help us pay them for their work, support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/echoboxpod. If you liked the episode, don't forget to share it with a friend and spread the word of Echo. It really helps us grow. Thank you for listening. See you next time we open the Echo Box.
Space is lawless, dirty, inconvenient.
Who are you?
What the hell is this?
Asa, release her immediately.
But that doesn't stop Ro from seeking to recover lost memories.
How long have you been experiencing memory loss?
I don't know.
And you don't remember anything between your teenage years and now?
A little vague snippets, but that's about it. It's all one big nebulous blur.
Or from trying to find her place in a universe that seems hell-bent on destroying her.
A group splintered off and went for Ro instead of the bridge. They got into her quarters. Pretty sure they're all dead. You should have seen it. She's amazing.
Join Ro and the Spectre crew for a swashbuckling adventure through space. One that is sure to keep you guessing until the very last episode.
Dr. Amos,
We have a problem. It's Ro. She's gone.
You can imagine that this news does not make me happy, Mrs.
I know, Dr. Amos.
Ro is a priority. Lift the live recall. Recovery agents have approval for shoot to kill.
Carl, that's...
Do it!
Spectre, an indie sci-fi audio drama. Coming to you anywhere you listen to podcasts in May of 2022.
Am I stuck here?
Not up to me.
Excellent.
Amnesia. Telekinesis. Piracy. What's next?